on, sir. Hello, this is Anthony Rattler with a cannabis mind. Hope you guys are smoking weed, having fun, being safe right now. Had to put on a real quick podcast for you guys because he was talking about real shit, real subjects, real, talking about real dare shit, not no fucking peer pressure, perpetual shit. We talking about some real shit, you feel me, that goes in and it makes you think against your morals and who you hang around with, and it makes you pause in your life and see what's going on. So we're going to let the them to say, I'm saying, to explain the story than me, because I don't know. I'm saying, it's just me second hearing it. So this is my cousin, you know what I'm saying, and his girl right now, and this is TJ, you feel me, and Lady TJ, you feel me. So they're gonna tell you what they experience, and then we have OG here, Frank, to get his other side of the older intuition, you feel me, experience in. So go ahead, man.
I done experienced some crazy ass shit today. I went to my homie's mini mansion. We were supposed to ride quads, fucking film the shit, get it for a music video. It was gonna be another click for a music video, but next thing you know, bro, grandma ended up tripping on me and kicking me out of the mini mansion. Yeah, right? Because of the cannabis, bro. It was too loud. It was in my pocket, it spilled all in my pocket, and I tried to put it back in my pocket. I was all in the bathroom. Put it back in my pocket. I ain't gonna lie, I rolled a blunt in the meantime because it spilled out already. I was like, fucking rolled a blunt, hid all the evidence, went out the bathroom. Next thing you know, she saying, I smell weed. She way in the living room. Grandma have a nose like a bloodhound. Grandma went all the way to the homie room, went to the other homie room, and then went to the bathroom. It was like somebody was smoking weed in the bathroom. I'm like, whoa. I just told you folks, I rolled a blunt. I didn't smoke the blunt. I rolled it. I put it in my motherfucking pocket. I didn't smoke no damn blunt in his house. I wasn't that disrespectful. But she was like, somebody smoked in here. The cannabis is that damn loud that she thought I was smoking marijuana in her damn bathroom. Next thing you know, she like escorted me out, pushed me out the house and shit. So I'm walking out the door. I see my homie's girl, my homie's sister, and my girl. My girl looks like urgent, like scared. Like she has something to tell me. So, Lady TJ's here to say something. What you gotta say, Lady TJ? She said she ain't saying nothing on this shit because she don't fuck with the air. You feel me? Say it, say something, mate. Say it.
I have a question.
Say
how did it make you feel that?
You were saying what?
Very fucking just, I can't right now. I don't wanna.
That you're close to?
I am very sad, like, about
them,
it.
Them,
like, I can't even tell them to not do it because they'll feel very, like, they'll feel like I'm a bad person for telling them what to do. Like, literally.
Well, I feel like it's not a bad person, it's just your fucking opinion. Yeah. And our friends had this some. When we went to the door and they, after they escorted me, what she has to say is our friends were doing something that they weren't supposed to do. Something we didn't go through anything other than we. So she said that they tried peer pressure to something worse than we on her and she declined it. And I'm like, well, happy that Lady TJ declined it because she has a lot of willpower.
So you're proud of your girl for making the right decision?
Yes, I'm proud of my girl for making the right decision.
And I have one question for the lady. If my brother going down the road, like, he probably seen me go down the wrong road. And even when I heard it, it hurt me just for him to tell his to help himself. You feel me? When I say it hurt, like, this is my brother. I'll die for him. But when I seen him losing himself, my eyes water. I see my brother lose himself. You feel me? And when I say it hurt for me to tell them this dude to get up and clean around my own house, it hurt, you feel me? But sometimes, if you love a motherfucker so much, maybe that pain, that maybe you're the closest one that can, you know what I'm saying, touch him. Because,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, before they go down, that's a dark road, you feel me? And obviously, they feel that, they obviously want you around, you feel me? They want, you know what I'm saying, your opinion matters, you feel me? Because often you can tell in their face that they were kind of hurt, they were hurt like a motherfucker, like no. You feel me? So obviously right now they're dealing with the same thing as, oh shit, we just did? So they got the same shock factor going on after that shit wore off, am I right?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Okay, let you guys know about Frank, okay? that's another episode. Okay,
He's another episode.
You feel me? So, I think it's the same shock factor. If there's not, then shit. That means that means that motherfuckers just didn't care. And you see motherfuckers shoot colors. Cause I had homeboys that did some shit, homie. I stopped fucking with them. Like, I didn't try to, but my body was just like, nigga, my natural instincts, like they call, I'm gonna pick up some shoes. Oh, missed it. You feel me? My boy did some weird shit. You feel me? This fool did this. Well, I guess we went on some Full House, right? I didn't know this when I was younger, about 17, 18. My boy, you feel me? Went on this dude's house, and this dude was a dirty motherfucker, bro. I mean, fucking this dirty dude. This fool stuck a needle in his arm, right? He told my homeboy, well, he's like, you got a needle? He's like, nah, I don't. He's like, if you use it, bro, he's like, you're dead.
If you don't want
it. He said, if you use this needle, you're dead. The dude told him, you're dead if you use this needle. He takes the needle, sticks it in his arm. That's the last time I started fucking with him. You feel me?
You got it?
Nah, no, but bro, that dude just told him, bro, I have a disease. He told you. He basically told you, if you use my needle, you're going to die. My friend looked at him, grabbed the needle, drew back, and put it in his arm. Now, I can't surround myself or be friends with anybody that doesn't care about their own life. Because then you care about your life, you don't care about my life. You know what I'm saying? And that's a problem. Because I have people that depend on me, you feel me? And I like my life.
What was he thinking?
That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
He wasn't?
No, that's the whole point. Think about it. I've never been fucking with that kind of drug, you feel me? That would grab that hold of me and just be like, fuck it. You pull this pipe right out your ass. Let's fucking smoke it. Fuck that, nigga. I'm Gucci. I'm good. Smoke that ass pipe. I'm good, my nigga. I'm gravy. I'll quit right the fuck down. I'm not smoking, but there's some shit that have a hold on you. You can't control it. You feel me? It's grip is stronger. You feel me?
It's not really. I don't think it's the drug that's the grip. I think it's the problem in a guy in a person's life that make it, and along with the drug, become a grip to say, fuck, I don't give a fuck. At a certain point in time when you're just frustrated, you're mad for some reasons, and those reasons are all bullshit. They're probably all bullshit. Mm-hmm. When you stop and think about them and work through them, it's going to be all bullshit. You're going to say, fuck it, but you're going to regret it later. You know, for some mistakes that we made, we're going to regret it later. It's going to come and bite us in the ass.
Yeah.
Cerveza and marijuana. Like
forever. Forever. Call it a day. So,
you know what you can do? You grab a whole bunch of weed and put them in pillowcases, just beat the shit out of them pillowcases full of weed. Until they just get high as fuck and just don't see nothing but green.
You wouldn't have to do that. All you do is get some orange papers and fucking roll it.
Make some dank-ass teeth like that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Punch it back full of weed, make some dank-ass teeth.
I don't want to.
I'll be fucking shit all day, dude. There's a big-ass bucket under it, like a big-ass, like, little... One of those little plastic pools.
Yeah.
So, like, you know how it swings around that little circle? All the keep going for the little plastic pool.
You wasn't here, I just made Keith fun or wax, huh?
That's a smart idea, huh? Well, you know what I'm talking about? Those little kid pools. Yeah. Like, little plastic, like, that much circle. If I'm putting the little Keith punch back full of weed, all the keep go all right in there. If I put you hard, it should rip open. Boom. And then that's hash.
You gonna be a hashy ass nigga, because you gonna be. Hashed up.
I'm coming to the house with enough motherfucking keep on my hands, roll a blunt full of keep.
Yeah, that shit itchy.
Put that shit in cigarette.
I done tripped out and did hash.
RIP my Newport.
Then did some hash, bro. Bam.
Oh, that shit turned on the phone.
Go take a shower, but like, how the fuck the hash get right there? What the fuck? Hash in the back. Hash in earlobes. Hash in ear.
I wonder what happened to my phone, man.
Man, phone Frank, died and resurrected.
Frank, that phone.
It died and resurrected into a tree. You ready, babe?
Frank,
it doesn't matter. I mean, it really don't.
Those things were
empty, right? It really don't matter.
They were on a table, weren't they?
Michael Jordan said,
phones. So I gave you back the other
one. No, that's that one. No, the ones like you and your old lady have.
Oh. This guy.
Gone. Just gone.
This guy loses to like a
small I don't lose shit.
Yeah, you don't remember?
I just place them around here. That's all you gotta do, but you're right.
Yeah, we're doing a Topo Drop Bop challenge.
It's probably like $10,000 or something.
Hey, the leather hitters.
Can we play like $10,000 or something?
$10,000.
Was it that or some dice? Like six dice.
I ain't gonna know nothing about that shit, right? Like, it's
You know about dice?
If you guys did not know this, now they found out that THC is helping women with endometriosis. So
and it helps people think that they're going to land the bottle right side up on the table. But, hey, you got to believe, though.
If I feel a little bit more water,
yeah, then you might make it.
If we had a little white people blonde hair, he'll do that shit right now in one drink. Watch this, bro. That's all I do every day. Spin bottles, baby.
Spin the bottle.
$1,000 hits a pop.
Wow.
You feel me?
I remember I played Spin the Bottle. That was cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it was. It was cool.
Let me hear the only black guy over here.
Oh.
Hell nah, bro. I had action. Get out of here, boy. They call me Action Jackson.
Action Jackson?
Which is kind of weird.
That's,
I mean, that's too much work.
Not enough risk.
I remember we used to make triangles out of a sheet of paper.
When you're old, you say
on the table on the
conference. I remember we used to do this. Why is everything in the past tense? Why are you not talking about yourself in the prison?
Because when you're younger, you're more outgoing and adventurous.
They got wrist action.
Shit,
you really got to. Like,
I think it's gonna be the opposite reality. When I get older, I think I'm gonna wild out. Well, no, that shouldn't be like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I never seen myself getting old.
I wasn't close to.
They told me I wasn't close to.
Fuck, I remember high school like yesterday.
I know.
I go out for practice or something. And shit.
Bro, I had to keep myself mentally fucking weirded out. And
you can waste some money doing this shit, though, to be honest.
$20. $20. Now the object of the game is people listen.
Object of the game.
Now you're gonna hear. Now when it go ahead and it's correctly, you'll hear this sound here. Okay, listen. Solidness. No bongy stuff in the middle. Listen. Listen. Shh. Now shut your kids up in the back. Shh. Listen. Did my.
It's the bottle cap.
Now he thinks. He thinks now. Okay. Now he said, grab it by the bottle cap. Now if you're flipping water bottles in the living room on the table, he said, grab it by the bottle cap. And chemist mind said, now they attention. AKA said, grab it by the bottle cap. Oh, almost go backwards sideways. Backwards sideways. I'm gonna do it. I feel it right here, though.
You gotta feel it right here. You gotta like, release it right here. It's a mountain away from the finger. Looks like it's.
Hey, whoa. What's up with that nigga?
It's the angle, a trajectory.
It's the angle.
And what's
of
up
the
with
dangle.
Rappers killing their friends and shit, homie? That's not cool.
Who?
That's some weird ass fucked up
there?
Shit. Yes.
That's really fucked
up. And that's where you get the good gravy shit, homie, when you forget it's there. You talk about the shit that you think you would be recording on the movie. But who killed their friends? That's fucked up. You was close to the niggas, was close to you. You was fucked up. Nigga, niggas idolize niggas like that. That's crazy. You guys didn't know who the fuck y'all was idolizing, nigga. Y'all niggas sitting there. Nigga killed his friends, nigga, two of his friends, nigga, and he killed a little boy when he was 10 years old. Y'all better listen to the fuck he's saying to y'all.
Rolling off without it out.
For real. That's recently. And
our demons told me it was a man.
Say, la. Hey.
No, he's locked up, right?
Yeah, because he killed his friends. And he killed a 10-year-old boy. He killed a 10-year-old boy. Well, he was 10 when he first killed his best friend, too.
Supposedly.
Yeah, he said all that shit, nigga. He was told on himself. And niggas, and stop telling on yourself, you dumb motherfucker. You're talking about,
body sir,
we're talking about, snitches. Y'all snitching on yourself
in
fucking songs, bro.
I said that too.
What y'all saying?
Bobby Smurder looking
me,
at
look, they saying, me, my boy, that Tim and Rec, we went over busting out. You just told yourself. You said, you boy T, went over there to the weir busting out. God damn it, you're there. We got him.
Let me see what.
You want to sleep at the bottle?
Oh, you got it.
So people, stop putting all your stuff, all your business on music. And if you do really something like that, don't be stupid enough to put your stuff on music.
On music.
Because You're showing that.
What fucking music, dude?
Oh, he did it again, Dylan. Did you see? Well, you can't see it. Did you hear the softness of the belly? Softness. Oh, I can get it. My hands are too reptile-like. Oh, he did it again. He got it in. My hands are too reptile-like. You know what? I'm done. I know it.
Belly flops. You know
what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And remember, people, buy the bottle cap. Buy the bottle cap. Okay, you know what? Hit my cap.
Look, you gotta get the last moment. Look. Oh, that's too hot. You gotta get that right here. They can think we shooting this, bro.
Ooh. I couldn't do it, man. Couldn't do it. I let her down. Frank, why'd you let me do it? I bet everything. Everything I have, which is two nickels, and my shoelace strings, and my socks, and my undies, and that's it. Ryan, where'd Ryan go?
Ryan got abducted by aliens again.
I just fucked up on record. That did not happen. They will not find out.
And does your
Ryan
work
for anyone
like that?
No, here you go. No, it don't work, man. I gotta check the car. I was worried about this scooter. Now, what do you? Because it wasn't charging for a while. Probably been dead for a long ass time. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry, I got to. I'm pretty high. I got some good stuff here.
And off to better things and not talking about certain things.
Yeah. So thank you guys for tuning in. If you have, thank you guys. And your day's not being better. It's gonna be better. I'm telling you, it's gonna get better. It always
and
does.
Better, better.
There's a rainbow. There's always a rainbow after it rains. And the sun comes out always when it's its darkest. Now, thank you guys for tuning in. Smoke weed. Have fun and be safe. Night-night.